This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Dave, what message did you just get from your very wealthy father?
Any interest in going to the NFL game, Croke Park? I can get premium tickets at 495 quid. I said 495 each. He just went, yeah, smiley face.
just reply there now and say, you paying. Just say, you paying, yeah?
You paying? Question mark.
And Callum will have one as well.
495 quid.
And
those
saying,
cheerleaders better be on me.
They better be on me.
I don't know if you saw the pricing for this.
Like a grand. Like, he wants to pay a grand.
The standard pricing for seats, like in the nosebleeds, right at the back of the back of the back of the back,
yeah,
were like 150 quid.
Jeez. Really?
But like it sold out like that because all the Americans come over.
Of course they do, yeah. Come here, what's he saying?
He said, here, with all your money, winky face.
Oh, you're sorted. You're absolutely laughing.
He's a bit of crack now.
Say, drinks on me.
I'll get the pints.
You'd hope the bar would be free.
Say, I'll get the pints,
surely.
And I'll get the McDonald's after.
A match day souvenir program.
No, I'm not.
Would you have to wear a suit to that and all?
No,
section?
I'm sure it'd be fine.
A few years ago, when it was that match with Notre Dame and
the
one. The like Navy one or something?
I love that one when they changed Dame Street
to Notre Dame Street. And that was what it was called, wasn't it? And my friend Carly, who I went to college with in London, she's American. And her family, but they're not actually her family, they're like her really close like family friends, but she calls them all her cousins and her aunties and uncles. They always do like a big trip every summer, like around Europe or whatever, and this year they did it around Ireland and they all went to that match. And now I'm like, did you all pay 500 quid?
That's nuts.
No,
that
was college, so it's the, and it was in the Aviva as well.
Aviva.
So it would be cheaper, but the NFL, they love making money.
It's crazy.
Wow. They do all the
Super Bowl is like at least $6,000 or something.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is not affordable.
A ticket.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, why? What the fuck?
Mark Hogan, who does traffic for
Mark Hogan, Today FM Travel.
Yeah, he's gone, is he?
He runs like he's like the president of the NFL fan club in Ireland or something.
That's just stupid money. I remember when we were in New York, we wanted to go to like a basketball game, but they are like 500 quid as well. And then baseball's very cheap. I think it's the kind of loser sport.
Is it?
It's like €25
concert
or whatever.
Concert tickets in the States are so expensive as well.
Which?
Concert tickets.
Oh, yeah.
There's no regulation. There's nothing for that. But then, like, soccer tickets can be really cheap.
Yeah, and there's nothing against the totes.
Yeah.
Totes.
No clamping down on totes.
Well, Grant, good luck with you there. That sounds like you're onto a winner with Dan.
No. I said, well, I don't know yet. I said, I'll get the points.
Would you consider it?
No, I'm not paying for it. I said, I'll get the points. And then I said, nah, I'm Grant. Mad money. Thanks, though. And he love-hearted reacted it. So I'm like...
Oh, he's leaving you hanging.
I always know where you stand with him. Isn't
always.
That great?
So listen, if,
thumbs up.
You know what I mean? Like, if he buys them for me, then listen, I'll go.
Send him a thumbs up emoji back and ready mess with
him. Yeah, I do. Send him back a weird emoji there.
No, I don't want. I don't want. Like, this is crazy money. I don't know. But he said it to me from the start. Like, as soon as those ads were going, he was like, oh, I think he thought I'd get free tickets or something. He was like, I'd love to go to that now.
Who's playing?
I don't know American football.
Yeah.
He doesn't either. He's just...
It's just an event, isn't it?
Well, if you want a day out with his son, he can fucking find the money and pay for it.
Go to a GAA match. Be proud of the country he's from.
Well, Cork is playing the All-Ireland final in a couple of weeks.
I'm dying to guess that.
Yeah, there's no chance. All of Cork will be up. All of them will be up. No chance of getting tickets to that.
The real capital.
Right, lads, good luck. I have to go to boxing.
Bye.
Just the weather.
What are you talking about?
Just, it's absolutely glorious.
is it?
It's a bit foggy this morning.
I didn't notice
though,
that though.
Oh, think about yesterday, Dave.
Yesterday
what did you do when yesterday? You had the pinkies out again.
The trotters were out.
The pups. Yeah.
The pups.
Woof, woof.
Yeah. Pressure. I got the dogs out in the back garden and I read for hours.
Oh,
isn't that glorious?
Isn't that just fabulous?
Yeah. It was so good. And then I went inside and watched the tennis.
I went to a beer garden at half two yesterday.
Did you?
Half past two.
Which one?
Battle Tower.
Nice.
No one around. Could leave the dog off the lead and everything because there was no one in the beer garden. So
is their beer garden not out the front or is it out the back?
It's if you're coming up to, it depends on what side of the road you are, I suppose. If you're
because like isn't it a main road at the front?
It is, but it's all enclosed. And the beer garden is completely enclosed.
Oh, that's
and
so.
What Seamus loving life.
He was just wandering around eating ice cubes. I was having a great time.
Ice cubes?
Yeah, he loves them.
Is that a good thing for dogs when it's really hot?
I hope so.
Oh, no, I presume you're right.
He'd just be chasing them around the place and licking them.
And who did you go with?
I went with Jack.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we won't dwell on that because he should have been working.
Yeah,
then we had nachos. Exactly. And then we were walking home at like 4:30, stopped in for a 99, kept taking lumps out of it, spitting at the ground for the dog to lick on the way home. It was just a glorious day. It was just a glorious day.
That's such an interesting method.
Like it was 26 degrees.
I just give her ends or I buy her own.
Give her ends.
No recession here.
Like the arse of that. Yeah.
I the RCR 99.
It was like 26 degrees.
It's unbelievable.
And you went out, and I'm so raging because Pippa does nothing but work.
Oh, I know.
If I could get her to go to the Bottle Tower at 2:15, my life would be amazing. Mm. Are you listening, Pippa? Put the laptop down and go to the pub.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Capaldi, that is Survive on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is Spin, the home of the holiday hot pick. Up to you. You can choose should you win, whether you want to go to Mallorca, Morocco or Malta, all inclusive. Wow. And we'll give you those details on how to enter across the show this morning. For now, though, we have another audio illusion on our hands, guys.
Ooh.
Yeah, this one's kind of making waves across the internet this morning. Just bring it back to some of the ones that got quite famous over the years, like this one. I don't think anyone hears Brainstorm there, do they?
I don't hear Brainstorm there, but I usually can flip between the two when I watch the clip.
Yeah, it's a funny one.
I don't know if that's like how the audio was recorded in or something, but usually I can flip between the two.
Yeah, because this was years ago, the whole, some people were hearing Brainstorm, others were hearing Green Needle. I've been listening to this over and over again this morning, even telling myself, like, hear Brainstorm, and I can't, I just hear Green Needle. Fiona, have
Green
a listen.
Green Needle, definitely. Yeah.
Got it, Brainstorm.
Did you hear Brainstorm there?
I got Brainstorm there.
It's another audio, it's an old school audio illusion, different people hearing different things, and it brings you, obviously then, the obvious one being the Yanny or Laurel phenomenon.
Laurel. Laurel.
What?
Laurel.
All I'm hearing there is Laurel.
Yeah, all I hear is Laurel.
Me too. But I've never heard of
you're hearing Yanny.
I was a Yanny there.
In that clip.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
Yanny.
Don't lie.
Play okay. Again, play again.
Think Yanny.
Okay.
Yanny.
Laurel. Laurel.
No.
Laurel.
No, okay, just Yanny for me as well.
Like
it's just Yanny.
It's just Yanny for me, yeah.
I've never heard of
these. It's just Laurel for me.
I'm so not in the radio
Laurel.
World.
Laurel.
Is this like the aural version of like the white and gold dress thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've been videos on like Facebook for years and stuff.
You're really beyond that now.
You're chronically online though. I thought you would have known.
Yeah,
these.
I'm surprised you don't know.
I actually have never heard of this.
Even Emma knows this.
Emma goes, we've another one of these on our hands. And I go, sorry.
Well, have a listen to this clip, okay? If you're anything like me, you won't have a notion what's going on.
I saw this. This is crazy. I don't understand how this works.
Sorry, do you know what's it saying there?
Only because I've seen the clip.
Ah.
But like, I don't know, still can't translate it. I just know she is saying something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That clip is someone saying something.
What? Yeah. To you, Fiona, what are you hearing there?
At the start, it sounds like someone's going, and then it goes.
Okay, for you listening, turn your radio up, okay, and really try and figure this out. And because apparently this is all about your brain having absolutely no context that you can't put this together.
Okay.
What if I told you children? featured in this, right? The word children. See what your brain can do with that.
I feel like you guys are pranking me.
What about the word park?
No, like, these are massive.
You're listening out for the word park.
Okay, listen out for the word children and the word park and see what happens here.
Oh, I heard something about going to the park at the end.
Okay.
It's so weird.
Do it again. Yeah, yeah.
It's the same one again?
Yeah.
It was a sunny day and the children were going to the park.
Go to the park.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was
English.
A sunny day and the children were going to the park.
This is what was going on there.
It was a sunny day and the children were going to the park.
Now listen to it.
It was a sunny day and the children were going to the park.
Yes. Oh, my God. Well, now.
How weird is that? One more time.
It was a sunny day and the children were going to the park.
And all of a sudden that mumble jumble comes completely clear to you.
It was a sunny day and the children were going to the park.
Because your brain has context. And there's a group on TikTok that I'm going to follow based on that video this morning because they're very educational. They give like little snap bites of like scientific stuff on their Instagram account. It's called TikTok, I presume Instagram too though. It's called ASAP Science. But they want to explain what's going on here.
After hearing the second clip, now your brain has a different framework. In fact, it has the right framework or more pieces of information in order to predict what it's hearing. And so when you go back to that first clip, you're actually able to understand more of it.
Interesting.
So it's backed by science.
It sure is. ASAP
well, then
science.
I'm on board.
Like everything on this show, it is backed up by science.
For one more time, Fiona, because I'm really curious about the fact that the Annie or Laurel thing is new to you. What do you hear now?
Laurel. Laurel.
Just Laurel.
Laurel.
You said the Annie, Callum?
100% Yanny.
Callum, here's Yanny.
There's not a Yanny to be had. In that
and listen, at the risk of this going on for 15 hours, what colour was the dress?
Oh, it was blue and
white. No, you're wrong. It was white and gold.
It was blue and black.
It was white and gold.
White and gold it was.
It was white and gold.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is Spin. You have not woken up in 2007.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
But there's something more exciting than that happening this evening. I don't know if I've mentioned this many times on the show, and I actually don't even know if I believe it about myself anymore, but I am allegedly a comedian. Studies have indicated. I actually have been taking a small little siesta from comedy while just like settling into the show. I gigged for the first time like last week. It was the first time in ages. I felt so rusty, but it was good. We did it. It was great. There was a load of American tourists just looking for a free night out and we slayed it. But tonight I'm doing a show, kind of a big show. It's at Dundrum at the Mill Theatre in Dundrum. Shout out.
I like that theatre.
As part of Fundrum Family Festival.
God.
Just to say
this, anywhere that starts with D-U-N, like I'm from a place close to Dungarvan.
Yeah.
And the road signs around, someone has like, you know, vandalised and it's all Fun.
Wait,
Garvin.
Hold on. Oh, I was going to say, is it Fun Garvin?
It is Fun
no
Garvin.
Way.
Yeah.
Anytime a marketing team get on board, they're like, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, we call it Fun Garvin and it always works.
Yes.
Allegedly.
So the Mill Theatre.
Yeah, tonight at 7 p.m. Which is great. Very good. I'm doing...
Can we buy tickets?
Yeah, you can buy tickets.
Where can we buy tickets?
Mill Theatre website. All right. That's the plug done. Come one, come all. Ticket sales are,
Fiona
as
Frawley,
we say in the industry, very slow.
Live from the Mill Theatre Dundrum tonight. If you're not doing anything, then go see her.
If you don't enjoy laughing, please come. No, it actually will be funny. I am proud of my show. It's very good. But I should have been preparing for this all week. So obviously, naturally, what I did instead yesterday was take myself out to the front garden and pull out every single weed in sight, which
nice.
Took me 4 hours. I was letting the weeds grow a bit long. And I don't know, was I telling you this before? My neighbour, Maureen, she's 80 and she likes to keep an eye on my front garden and tell me they're not flowers, you know. So that I pull up the weeds. And then I was talking yesterday on the show about some of my indoor plants are getting a bit brown and dead. So I cut those back yesterday, put them out the back garden as part of Emma Nolan's advice, put them out the back garden and gave them a big drench. And then there's this rose bush in my front garden.
God, it's like listening to Pat Kenny.
This is very interesting stuff. And it's been there since the old lady who lived in the house before me, Bridie, she grew this rose bush. So it's kind of like the, you know, the extra neighbour on the lane.
Of course.
And everyone always compliments it. Everyone says it looks stunning. But yesterday it was kind of looking a bit brown. So I was like, maybe I'll cut all this back as well. And
sorry,
I,
you should have been preparing for your big show.
I should have been doing, yeah, I should have been preparing for Fun Drum.
But you were looking after Rosie's Bush.
And I, yeah, it's Bridie's Bush. Rose, try and keep up, Emma.
Roses on Bridie's Bush. Okay,
and
yeah.
I pruned back this whole thing, right? And I cut it right back to the very edges. And only after I did that, did I say, maybe I'll throw this up in the gardening advice Facebook page and ask, was this a good thing to do?
Mm.
This rose bush that's been going about 50 years and is beloved by everyone on the Crumlin Road. And I lashed it up and I said, have I cut this back too far or not far enough? Hee hee. And someone said, you have done this at the worst time possible of the year.
Oh, God.
The rose bush will be in shock and dehydrated.
Oh, God.
You need to cover it in chicken manure. So now everyone's going to hate me because my house is going to smell like chicken manure.
You have to cover it in chicken manure.
Sorry. Chicken manure. I was like, that's very specific.
Where do you get chicken manure?
I don't know. I'm going to have a look. If anyone has any links. I think you get it in Woody's. Chicken manure and mulch, which is something people in the gardening industry talk about, but I don't really know how you use it or what.
I'd select me for every tool in the garden ever.
So I'm just, yeah, I'm going to get a bit of manure and a bit of mulch. And I actually don't know if I'm going to make the show tonight. There's mulching to be done.
So you're literally just doing everything you can to procrastinate preparing for the show.
That's kind of what I do. Other things I've done before has been cleaned the shower seat in my bathroom with a Q-tip, like a cotton earbud.
Sorry, you have a shower seat?
Yeah, because Bridie was in a wheelchair. So it's very very much still set up for that kind of person.
Is there
the
stairs?
House isn't in the best state.
Is there stairs?
There is stairs.
Do you have one of those lifts up the stairs?
I wish.
Oh.
I wouldn't be here. I would be up and down like that stair lift all night. But anyway, yeah, Mill Theatre tonight. Are you mad at me? Fiona Frawley. Hear more about the rosebush. Will it grow back? Will I be haunted by the ghost of Bridie for the rest of my life?
Do you have anxiety about this show tonight?
Are you joking? Is that not clear? By the fact that I've done nothing for it. This is how you protect yourself. By doing nothing. You're in control of it if it's bad.
Very good.
See?
Very smart. I see what's
very
going on
clever.
There. Go support Fiona tonight.
Yeah, totally.
Please do.
All right.
Mill Theatre. Get your tickets. Mill Theatre.
Fiona Frawley.
You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? 2 years ago, the UK was kind of a meme for one day because of some horrible noises and wasn't their accents. Sorry,
very
my bad.
Very good.
That is it over now, by the way. Basically, the British government were testing out the national system for sending emergency alerts to mobile phones in the case of something like extreme weather events or terror attack or something like that. I think we all remember this online. Like, everyone was kind of talking about it. And because we're so close to the UK, everyone was kind of...
It was infiltrating.
Everyone knew someone whose phone was going off or something at 3 p.m. I think in September 2 years ago, 2023.
That was the test run, wasn't it?
That was the test run. And it just kind of became a meme. Like, and it was on the news and everything like that. But basically, all phones, if you don't know, all phones across the UK vibrated and made a siren sound for 10 seconds while displaying the message saying, this is a test. It sounded like this. Awful.
It's not nice.
Imagine waking up to that.
No. That's really grating.
And being like, oh my God, something terrible must be happening.
Yeah.
That's just a test, babe.
Just a test, yeah. So just to make sure the technology is still up and running, it's going to be tested again this September.
Oh, perfect. No harm.
Yeah. It says, like, if you have the right phone, and I'm like, who doesn't have a smartphone? Like, who's even my granny has a smartphone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
My granny too.
So I thought the alert sound was kind of boring and it was kind of grating and it was kind of expected. It's very UK alert sound.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
do better.
Boring.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
No. Obviously, like someone trying to get in the door, like a terrible doorbell or something. It's not nice.
It's like it's like a doorbell that's kind of broken.
Mm.
It's on the way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's got a kind of weird tinny quality.
Now, again, this is in the UK, so we don't have to worry about it. We don't have the technology now. I don't think.
Can't even tap onto the bus.
Yeah, it is a little bit though. Like, you know, when on Facebook, you can like mark yourself as safe and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's basically like that. You know, that's the whole story of it.
Mark yourself as safe at Christmas from the Lynx Africa case.
Yes, exactly.
Very important.
But I think we need to change up the tone for the UK, and I think we need to keep people on their toes, and I think we should come up with noises that we think should replace the alarm sound.
Okay, cool.
So I've come up with a few, and I think they're quite fun, but also loud, and you're aware.
Attention.
You're absolutely aware. Like if you were playing it in a corner of a room, people would be like, what is that noise? Turn that off. Do you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. That's the kind of vibe. So the first one that I would like to propose for the new alert sound is from SpongeBob, and it is a character called Patrick, and he is on a pirate ship, and they are doing a pirate call, and Patrick's pirate call sounds like this.
I would great. Love to wake up to that, but exactly. it wouldn't make me feel on edge or like I need to take
isn't that
caution.
Good? It's just a test.
It's just a test.
The
yeah.
second one was I wanted like a ship sound, like a cruise ship sound. Mm. And I was like, no, it's a bit boring. It's just that's boring. Yeah. Is there any kind of specific cruise sounds? Apparently, Disney have a cruise, and their horn sounds like this. Lovely
that's
is that?
Very nice.
Why did they
yeah.
make it so out of tune?
I
was
don't
that a
know.
Choice?
Actually,
I think
yeah,
so.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. And it's a horn, like. Okay. And then lastly, is from one of my favorite scenes in Friends. It's when Ross is playing the bagpipes and Phoebe decides to sing along with him.
Honestly, all of these are still better than that.
Yeah, so, they are, aren't you know, they? Yeah. Right, so, Fiona, Emma, you got 2 minutes, 46 seconds while Nathan Dahl plays
okay.
to come up with your own sounds that you would like to change for the UK kind of
okay.
alert system.
Okay, perfect, honest.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. All right, 2 years ago, the British government were testing out the national system for sending an emergency alert to all mobile phones in the UK in the case of something like extreme weather events or during a terror attack or something like that. They were doing a test. The test sounded like this. Very annoying, very grating, awful, awful sound. We decided to change that up. What have you got for us?
Okay, so I was thinking more so kind of what stops me in my tracks and like anything else that's going on in the world stops and I'm focused on that sound, okay? So that would like draw me to my phone and see what's going on in the world. So one would be this.
Oh, lovely.
Customers, we are now opening till 2 for you.
Oh, you'd run!
I'd be straight over to the phone, fourth back in the queue in Little, grab the stuff, go.
Big
the
fan.
The other one that would make me stop in my tracks and no matter who's talking to me, is that my food coming in the restaurant?
Oh.
Maybe that's me.
Very. And you just have a look.
Yeah.
Go, just oh, chef. I should have ordered that.
That's when the chef is ding-dong and saying, come on, waitress or waiter, take the food and bring it. And you're like, I don't know if you're telling me your life story. Is that ours?
Yeah.
I wonder, is that my food
give
coming?
Give me my lasagna.
Yeah.
I have done this completely wrong. for my first sound, I went for this.
You can't talk, get your knife.
It's a child from a meme about 10 years ago saying you're going to choke yourself. And I just think it makes me instantly think I'm in trouble and that I need to go home.
Yeah.
And then the final one, obviously, for weather warnings in Ireland, I think is quite obvious.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
Get in that house. Get
wow.
in and mind it.
Very spin of you.
Do you think?
Very spin.
Very basic.
No, but that is, what do you mean? Spin is not basic at all.
Spin is always innovating, always fresh and always new.
That's keep your us favourite chicken pillow. Fill it roll.
1038. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like when
it's just going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello, I'm Fiona.
Good morning. Good morning. And it's Aunt Fiona here. Yes. And I'm actually getting married in 4 months' time.
Yay.
I know we're all like, yeah, it's very exciting. We're all chilling. We're thinking about the summer. But come November, there's going to be a ring on this finger. And I was only thinking about it yesterday because Emma said, when are you going over to London to look for a dress? And I was like, oh, I'm not doing that anymore. Too stressful. And then I was like, geez, absolutely nothing done for the wedding. I haven't And I'm like, I obviously was trying to do it quite chill. It was like we kind of planned it like a little bit last minute, and it's not going to be a big massive thing. But there is an alarming amount of things not done for this wedding, and I am kind of like, I'm a chill girl, okay? I'm a pretty chill, but I am starting to get like slightly worried.
Well, Fiona, I am an unmarried woman.
Yeah.
What? So my point is, I don't understand. But from being around some brides over the years,
yeah,
4 months out. You've nothing done,
yeah,
is like panic attack.
But it's not a normal wedding at the same time.
It's like a cool wedding.
It's a kooky wedding.
I have a few bits. I have the classics done, like
you've something,
the venue and
something
whatever.
New, some
you have
mold,
a date.
Bars,
I have
new.
A date and stuff like that. But there's it, and I have a groom. What?
Can I bring a date?
No. Ah. We're short on numbers. But there is a lot I haven't done. So I'm looking to hear from you this morning on 0877 11 1038. Would love your voice notes on this as well. What is the thing that I need done now? Like people who've gotten married, what's the thing that's like, ah, Jesus, get that done now?
What have you got?
I've got a venue. I've got a date. I've got a photographer. And that's kind of it.
Right.
Oh, we've got a band. Okay. So if there's stuff, maybe it's the makeup artist, maybe it's the hairdresser, maybe it's the wedding dress, maybe it's the things like this that you're like, no, girl, you need this done yesterday. Please get in touch. What was the thing for your wedding that you're like, oh, no, I needed to book that a year out, to be honest. Please let us know. 087-711-1038. Because do I need to cancel this thing?
Do we need to postpone? Get in touch and but let us know. Me. Girl, you're scared.
Abby
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. This morning on 087-711-1038, I'm asking you, what is something I need to get prepared for my wedding ASAP? For context, I'm getting married in 4 months and I've been quite chill about it. But in the last few days, I've been thinking, geez, I should really get a few bits and pieces together for that. So like, I'm not a person who particularly gets stress, but there is a level of stress maybe starting to
Let's
set in.
Be clear, at the moment, there's not a wedding, really.
Well, this venue is booked.
And that's
booked,
all you
we
need.
We booked the place for the ceremony the other day.
Well, look, Grace has been in touch.
Fiona, 4 months is plenty of time.
Yeah.
I got engaged in June and got married in September. Well, that was 8 years ago. But my point is that there's no such thing that you need to order stuff year in advance or book stuff year in advance. I got married abroad as well.
What?
So if that makes you feel any better, good.
Okay, well, Greta, she has nothing done, though.
Greta got engaged in the June, married in the September.
Abroad.
She did an abroad wedding. Mm. Now, I am relaxed, but that is next level. But thank you so much, Greta. So, shall I get into the things that I have and haven't
done? Yeah, let's just go through it, because I think that the bare minimum is so bare minimum here that it's stressing me out.
You should get, like, a wedding planner and just have them do everything.
Money, Dave.
Do I have money coming out of my arse?
You work with Spin.
True. Money, no object. Okay, things that we do have organised. We have the groom. We have the wedding ceremony venue. We have the wedding... Wait, which is the ceremony? Yeah, ceremony venue booked the other day. Event after party venue has also been booked.
Of course, she has the party event.
Ah, party's booked. Some people have like booked their hotels and stuff, and we organised a rate with a hotel nearby, aka Dwayne did that. One of my bridesmaids is on their second dress. They've already ordered one, changed their mind on that, ordered another.
Do you not have like the same colour dress?
No, they can wear whatever they want. I actually, the theme for the bridesmaids I chose based on a Labubu box that I like.
Mother of God. Mother of God. It's the most millennial
kind of
wedding I'll ever be at.
Well, no, it's just it had a lot of kind of sunset colours and I thought that's lovely. So that's the colour.
So they can wear whatever they want.
Yeah.
You are so cool.
Kind of in the colour that's on this Labubu box, which I'll put up on my Instagram story, I suppose, Fiona Frawl, and you can have a look at it there. Actually, I don't know. No, it's private. It's a surprise.
But
it's
so don't do any of that.
It's sunset colours. Forget what I said. Okay, we've got the wedding band booked, who actually played at my boyfriend Dwayne's parents' wedding.
Oh, that's cool.
30 years ago. They are now no longer together. But it's grand.
The parents?
Yeah.
But I thought you meant the band.
Well, actually it is. It's just the singer of the band.
She's reuniting the band.
Imagine. Well, we might reunite a few people. But yeah, we've got him. We've got the photographer.
Okay, so that's you've it. Okay, you've no dress, you've no shoes. Your bridesmaids are doing whatever they want.
I was
going to
say, what else
is
do you
there
need?
Food? Do you have a videographer? Do you want a videographer?
Not doing a videographer. Is there other set up a camera in the corner.
Right.
We've got loads of cameras, like from doing comedy and stuff. Yeah. Set up a camera in the corner, scratch.
What else do people need for a wedding?
Yeah, shoes, clothes.
Invites.
Invites, we can do that ourselves. We're very
just
very
do a WhatsApp.
Artistic.
Just send a WhatsApp.
A music for the wedding ceremony.
Mm.
Hair and makeup on the morning, I think, is a really big one. You have to have the hair, like for yourself, your bridesmaids, your mom, and all that stuff.
Do you have someone to actually like do the speech?
No,
do the,
we don't.
You
have
don't
that.
Have someone to
we
do the wedding.
We don't have
yet.
Like a celebrant or whatever. And right. I just realized that we also have to like register our intent to marry within like 3 months before the wedding. So it's time's ticking before doing that. But to do that, you also have to know who your celebrant is. So there's a few Christ. Bits. And am I missing anything? Please let me know on 0877 11 1038. Or maybe what is the most important thing out of what I've mentioned? What is the thing that I need to book now?
So if you were Fiona, what is the thing you go, oh, I'm just going to sort this first. This needs to be sorted.
Yeah, straight away. At this point, help. Lads, I'd know exactly what the little treaty things are in everyone's...
Oh, the favours. Do I need to sort the favours? 0877 11 1038.
Stressing me out. Get in touch. Tell this girl to sort it out. What does she need to get booked immediately? Get your voice notes over to
it's
us.
Good learning process
for
us.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. Yeah, on WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
What do I need to get sorted for my wedding yesterday? My wedding is in 4 months. I have a few bits. I have the venue for the ceremony, the venue for the afters. I have the band booked. I have the photographer. And that takes us up to right now. One of my bridesmaids is on her second dress.
You have the cake.
And my friend is making the cake.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, sorted.
Okay, so few bits on the list still to be done. I've been asking you, what's the most important thing I need?
I can't believe this, like, I don't know. I just...
I feel like Emma's not even engaged yet and she's got a venue.
I know, but that stresses me. I can't be at that.
But you know what it feels like? It would feel like to me if it's not done? You know that feeling on your leaving cert year?
Oh,
when everything that you did that wasn't studying you felt guilty about?
Yeah.
If I had this big long list of things not done, I don't think I could enjoy things.
We're very different people.
We're very different people. This voice note.
That's actually insane and giving me severe anxiety. Things that you will need yesterday is a registrar, someone to actually marry you, like a celebrant.
Yeah.
You need to get your marriage license, or again, you won't be getting married. And you need a dress, tux, hair, makeup, flowers. Best of luck. You need it.
Wow. I think I know what I want for my flowers, and I know a lady who has a poly tunnel in Leixlip, and I think I'm going to get on to her.
Right.
So that's basically done.
Richard.
Given how well Dave organised his birthday this year at Jump Zone, it might be worthwhile roping him in to run a few errands and maybe be the wedding planner that you're thinking of.
Wow. Full transparency, that was Callum.
Callum, you could actually help. We will broadcast the wedding live on air.
Oh my god!
Callum, to do it.
Yeah, to officiate.
Yeah, to celebrate as a celebrant.
Can you register for that quite quickly? It's all online now.
Okay, I'll look into this.
Thank you very much.
Oh my god! Imagine if Callum gave you away.
No, I'll give you away, and then Callum can get you married.
Sorry, my dad's just sitting there. Yeah, you're okay.
Your dad is tired. Let him sit down.
He is. He's bleeding wrecked.
This is Laura.
Fiona, as someone who used to work as a makeup artist, please book your makeup artist 3 months beforehand. Most bridal makeup artists are booked nearly 2 years in advance now, so please do that ASAP.
Oh, good
Lord.
Laura,
are you free?
I'll do the makeup for you.
Oh, Grant. No, now it's on a Thursday in November, so I think it's going to be very quick.
Yes.
It's
gonna be great.
Laura said I have 3 months and it's in 4 months.
Relax.
Literally there and then. Laura, are you free? Do you want to book her in?
Laura, are you free? Please, 0877111. You know the number, girl. You already voice noted it.
If you're available, what's the date?
Should I say that?
I don't know.
It's the 6th of November whatever the Thursday is that week.
I think we'll be talking about it at the time.
She's only asking that because she doesn't know.
Hang on now. It is the 6th of November.
Yeah, see? Guys, she doesn't even know the date of her own wedding. Sharon, what does this girl need to get sorted?
You need to get registered.
Registered, yes. Okay, is that the thing that you need to do within 3 months?
I wasn't expecting that to be the first thing on the list, Sharon.
That's very sensible, Sharon. Is that the thing?
Yeah, I got married back in April.
Okay.
And when we were trying to make an appointment in January, the closest appointment they had was May.
Oh, that's not good.
What a bloody pillow of a... All right, okay, I'll get on that right now, Sharon.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's when you just go in and you get that book, isn't it?
You go in, you have to have all your documents with you.
I don't love to hear documents.
Yeah, and where's your birth cert, Fiona?
Do you have to have your birth cert, Sharon?
You do.
Oh
God.
Wedding could be off.
What else do you have to have, Sharon?
They can find your birth cert on the system, as far as I know, as long as you haven't lived outside of Ireland.
No, not really.
You've lived in London.
There was that year I did in Nepal. I only lived here for a year. That doesn't count.
That's okay then.
Okay.
But you need proof of address, your passport, or some form of ID.
Just found that recently. The other day, so that's grand. I'll have that.
It was in the glove compartment.
Fiona's getting married in 4 months and Sharon's saying it takes 6 months to get an appointment. And you need to have a 3 months out. So,
yeah.
Girl.
They'll do me a little cancellation. I'm on the radio and all.
I had to ring and beg them for an appointment.
Did you? Oh, Sharon. Okay, what was the thing that they said? Okay, Grant, did you do? It was a dead granny. Any
crying.
Yeah.
I rang 4 different registry offices.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So I eventually got one in Lombard Street, but I rang Wicklow, I rang Cavan, I rang Kildare, and I rang Lombard Street.
No, this is actually very serious. Okay, now I am slightly stressed. Okay, thank you, Sharon.
As soon as we get off the phone with you, Sharon, we'll ring the registry office.
Thanks, hon.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye. I'm so glad that happened because somebody needed to frighten you and you needed that, Fiona, this morning.
That's the only thing that has me slightly worried. But everything else I think is fine.
You live loads of time.
Am I stingy if I'm like, girls, let's just all do our own makeup in the morning?
I mean...
I'm only joking. Laura, please, I'm still waiting on that message from you. Are you free, girl?
Come on now.
No, I do. I want the makeup artist.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm getting on that tomorrow, guys.
The photographer has an iPhone 7.
No, the photographer is very good. Shout out Naomi.
We believe you.
She's real.
Get yourself sorted. You're the most unbusy woman ever about
very
this.
Very good.
This has been...
It's the girly quiz. Makeup hands and tears. How will Dave do? Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in to the girly quiz. Once a week, myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin, we test our Dave on all things girly. He's learned a lot over the last few years, but there's always more to be learning.
Oh, there
is. I feel like crying.
The mystery of women never ends.
Absolutely. Three questions stand between Dave and winning the week. He does have some help, though. One of them is his phone a female, and it's the lovely Kelly who was there this morning.
Morning, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Morning.
Kelly, you've been on before. To do the girly quiz, yeah.
I have, and I got you over the line.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I'm glad. I need to have some confidence there. Is there anything specific you're good at, Kelly? Is it like health, beauty, or you know, bodily stuff?
I'm good at health. I feel like I'm okay overall. I'm just a girl, so you know.
Okay, a girl.
Just
that's
a girl.
Perfect, Kelly. Yeah. That's what I like to hear. Thank you very much.
We'll be back to you, Kelly. Thank you. And just to note, you know the way sometimes we mention that if there's little ears in the car to keep your hand on the dial, we always do that with the girly quiz, just in case it goes into uncharted territory when it comes to Dave's answers. We can't emphasize enough, we are going there this week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you do want to turn the radio down for a few minutes, you know.
Hey, if they're off to summer camps, maybe... have your hand on the dial.
Yeah,
I learned a lot of stuff at summer camp, so maybe it's good that they get this info on the way in.
Oh, well, that is very true.
Up to you as a parent.
Let's go, Dave. The best of luck.
All right, Dave. Question number one. What food, now found in Korean toners and masks for the skin, is known to help even out your skin tone?
I hate the girly quiz. I hate the girly quiz.
Mm-hmm.
What food?
Yeah.
I don't know, what's popular at the moment? Chickpeas.
Okay, 2010.
What is popular at the moment?
It's not necessarily
pistachios.
Popular. It's a food that helps.
It's
your
in
skin.
Korean skincare.
I never said
have you
popular.
Heard about the hype about Korean skincare? I presume you have.
K-beauty,
no?
It's a big thing.
I have never in my life heard. I've heard of K-pop.
Well, that's big as well. Mm-hmm. Korean skincare, a lot of people are going for it because Koreans have that glass skin. It really looks beautiful. It's smooth, skin, yeah. It's beautiful, it's youthful.
When Fiona first started here off air, we chatted quite a bit about Korean skincare, her and I, yeah. But maybe we're just switched off from that.
And I want, is it must be, maybe it'd be a spice or something. It could be like paprika.
Ow.
Sure.
But I don't know. I've never heard of this. So K what?
K beauty. Korean skincare.
Let's hope K Ellie knows all about.
All right, Kelly, you're up already, honey.
Kelly, good morning.
Morning.
30 seconds on the clock. I fear that I may have come to you with the wrong thing, but here we go. What the hell is in K beauty? What food?
Oh, I'm not too sure.
There is a food found in Korean toners and masks. It's very popular.
Sometimes my sun cream smells like it.
Milk?
Anything coming to you, Katie? Kelly?
Is it like green tea? No?
Green tea? Okay. Do you know what, Kelly? I shouldn't have come to you. I'm sorry. It's my fault for having confidence in you, Kelly.
I'd say there's girls screaming at the radio.
All right, let's go. Let's 50-50 this.
All right.
Ooh, okay. You hit it with the double lifeline.
On the first question, this is not good.
Kelly, you hang on there to see how he gets on. I bet you this is going to come to you in a sec.
Okay.
In simplify mode.
All right, Dave. What food now found in Korean toners and masks is known to help even out your skin tone? Is it A, rice? Or is it B, eggs?
Can I still ask Kelly? Kelly, what do you think, rice or eggs?
I think eggs.
You think eggs? All right, Savage, let's go with that. Question one, the answer is eggs.
Dave.
What a palaver.
Kelly, that's terrible now. Get yourself into Boots and get some of that beauty of John.
Kelly,
it's all right. You got me through the line on a previous girly quiz. You've messed up on this one.
Sorry.
It's fine. You'll have to come back in a couple of weeks and try again.
Yeah, you can't make things too easy for him, Kelly.
Kelly, thank you, darling. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, Kelly. Good luck. Kelly and the girly quiz is like Katie and Amanda Serrano.
But say you're on your own now is an
understatement. Oh, God.
We haven't had this in a long time. All his lifelines used, and we know he's lost the week. But look, let's try and crawl it back.
This is the worst girly quiz there's ever been. Lost question and used both lifelines on the first question.
Can't emphasize enough how popular the rice is at the moment in the Korean skincare. Anyway, we move on. Question number two on the girly quiz this week, Dave. Bondage dresses that were massive in the 2010s are making a comeback. Can you describe their style, please? If you use any of the kind of buzzwords surrounding them, you'll be fine. Bondage dresses.
Leather.
Okay.
That's the only buzzword I have apart from whip.
We whip. Get that. Get where you're going with
corsage.
That.
Corsage.
Oh, right. Took me way too long.
Corsage. Okay.
Corsage.
Right. Think about the dresses that all girls were wearing to the club in the 2010s. When you were out looking for the meat off loads of young ones.
Young ones.
What were they wearing,
they
David?
They were wearing leather and whips and corsages.
Jeez, where were you going? What a combo.
I want to say like miniskirts. Like they were wearing a corsage. And
were they loose? Were they tight? What were they like?
They were very tight, kind of, I think. You said buzzwords. I gave you two buzzwords.
Leather and corsage. They're quite contradictory.
I'll give you three. I also said whip.
You said another one there that I think you should
tight,
go.
Tight mini and tight mini dress.
I would go with tight if I was you.
Tight dress.
Look.
Tight mini skirt.
Really, yes, like it's not a. Yeah. It doesn't matter. He's on the week, hasn't he? I was looking for a strappy, tight fitting bodycon, bandage style fabric. Don't think leather was relevant, but anyway,
for bondage. Now.
I know, it's inspired by that, but it's just basically tight, strappy stuff. But anyway, you're a loser. Okay. All right, Dave. Final question on the girly quiz this week.
Hand on the dial if there's kids in the car on this one, please.
What are the external parts of the female private parts collectively called?
Flap.
What's the whole area? Oh, he went there.
I'm gone.
That is part of the area, yes.
The labia minatura.
That's nice.
The labia.
That is so close. It's really nice.
Spinatura.
Spinatura.
The labia
minatura. I love that.
Labia minora.
Who's Menorah?
You were saying labia minora is what the whole thing is called.
The whole...
We're looking for, right? Everything in that area that is external. Yeah?
Yeah.
External. All of it is named as one thing. Right? Now, you can go into individual parts all you want, but collectively they're known as something. What is that?
The labia minora is in there, though.
Yeah.
And along with its friend, the majora.
And the flaps that you mentioned.
Yeah, well, that is the flaps.
Oh.
And it's all called something.
Yeah. Yeah, as a group. All the gals.
We're helping you so much.
Well, he's lost anyway, so might as well.
Vagina.
Fa. Did you say fa?
Vagina.
Vagina.
Love
Vagina.
Those. Love that song. Is that your final answer?
The external bits.
Everything on the outside.
I think I should get a point for labia minora.
No, that's good that you know that.
Labia majora. And yeah, a final answer, vagina. I don't care. I've lost anyway. What is it?
Unfortunately, Dave, we were looking for vulva.
Oh, for God's sake.
Vulva and vagina are two different things.
Is that what the outbits are called?
It's what the whole area is called. Do you know what, like, a lady in a headscarf who's, like, in her 50s and does poetry, and she'd be like, my vulva. That's the whole area.
Right, like her flower.
But yeah, exactly. My yoni. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My egg.
The vagina vulva. Is, if it's external, then it's...
internal.
There you go. No.
Vagina is just the passage that good times travel through.
That might just be the end of the girly quiz.
All right.
Hard luck, Dave. This holiday I'm a getaway. Maybe you're sitting there, and I know the weather's lovely here, but we all know it's Ireland. It's not going to last forever. And
I think this one is lasting for a while, though. Like, it's going to be hot for, like, I think 2 weeks or something.
It's been hot since May, to be honest. Mm. I'm looking forward to a bit of a chill in the air, but anyway, that's just me.
That is the most Irish thing in the world.
Honestly.
Pray for a bit of sun as soon as it comes. Ah, oh, jeez. Love the shade.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to get yourself on holidays, we are the answer with Spin's Holiday Hot Pick, and we're putting the control in your hands. You choose where you want to go. Whether that be Mallorca, Morocco, or Malta.
Yeah, completely your decision. You pick the location, we throw in your flights, we throw in the checked baggage, the all-inclusive accommodation in a four-star hotel. All-inclusive in a four-star hotel, very nice.
Unreal.
Transfers to and from the airport and your travel insurance as well. I've never had travel insurance.
It's a myth, except for if you're entering this company. Yeah. Then you absolutely need it.
What do you need travel insurance for if this is a free holiday?
Insuring your travel. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, that shut me up.
Listen, what you've been doing is WhatsApping us the phrase holiday hot pick, and you told you need to answer your phone a very particular way.
Very
all right, so let's try
phrase.
And make these calls, all right? Please now don't keep us here hanging all day. Do what you got to do and answer your phone the correct
first
way.
First one, please. One and done.
Hello.
Ah, Niall.
Ah, Niall, I had such hopes for you. I thought you were going to answer with spin. I want to pick holiday.
Ah, Jesus.
Bye, Niall. Niall. See
Sorry,
you later.
Niall. Bye. All right, so let's try again. Let's go again.
Ben, I want to pick a holiday.
Yes! Yes.
Well done.
Spot on, Kathy. Well done. Were you a little bit worried about picking up your phone saying that?
Yes, because yesterday I did the same and it was my dentist.
Actually, that's like an old wives' tale, but that legitimately happened. I love it.
What did they say?
They actually hung up and I rang them back.
Oh, oh,
well, Kathy, it paid off. Congratulations. You are in that draw for Spin's Holiday Hot Pick. Where would you be going? Would you decide on a Mallorca, Morocco or a Malta?
Maybe Mallorca. Ooh, yeah.
I'm going there in August now. I'll let you know, Kathy, what it's like going.
Just a nice, easy, sun holiday. Okay, yeah. No thoughts required.
Yes.
And Kathy, do you have much to get done at the dentist or is all okay?
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. Everything's fine. It was just an update kind of thing if I wanted to get a clean or anything.
That's how they get you, Kathy.
You get the
you don't need it. You don't need
once
it.
A year.
It's fine. Your teeth
Dave,
are grand.
Dave hasn't had his teeth cleaned since 2016.
Exactly.
He's grand.
All right, Kathy, you're in that draw. Wishing you the very best luck and have a lovely day.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Kathy.
Talk to you later.
And if you didn't get lucky today, no worries at all. We are playing actually multiple times across the rest of the day for the next few weeks as well. So we have loads more chances to win. And at the end of July, we will be sending someone on the holiday of their choice.
Nice one.
Mallorca, Morocco or Malta.
Also, I have got a clean since 2016. You sent me to get it cleaned.
Oh, I did.
And they charged me about four times the price.
And they gave it back to you, didn't they? It's all about the journey.
He pays his PRSI, lads. He pays it. 1038 Dublin.
station.
You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hello.
Good morning. Do you know what? I feel like the time has come where I feel like I should probably apologise to Fiona.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been 2 hours on the show. I feel like I should apologise.
Okay. For what?
For that smell.
Here's some context, right? I know it may not sound it, but this show is very planned, okay? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have meetings specifically to plan, like, the show for months in advance, like something big might be coming up or something like that. So we all sit down with the bosses and we go, why don't we do this on the show? And why do we do this? The only way to get us to those meetings is the promise of pizza at the meetings, or else we will not show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
As is our right.
So there was pizza and planning marked into the calendar for yesterday. Mm. Okay. We were all going to go for a meeting. But then we all went, nah, not happen.
Don't want to. Don't worry about it. Pushed it back a week.
So basically, we pushed it back a week. We pushed it to next Wednesday. Fiona was not listening to that. She texted into our group chat yesterday at 1:45 and she said, wait, is pizza and planning today?
Because the invite wasn't cancelled.
Yeah, fair enough.
So she was gone from the office.
She was gone from the office, and then she was on the bus home. And she was like, "Oh crap, that meeting is happening." Yeah, you know what I mean. So she said, "Wait, is pizza and planning today?" And I thought it'd be funny to be like, "Yeah."
So
we're all here
with this voice note.
No.
So
I replied and I said, "Yeah, we're all here. Where are you at?" And producer Callum just got my wavelength and was like, "Yeah, we're all waiting for you." And then I said, "The pizza's a little." Late, should be here for 1 o'clock just to really sell it, you know what I mean? Really sell it. And then I sent the voice note.
Sorry.
For legal purposes, this has been a joke. I am currently sunbathing out my back garden. Mm.
But it was too late.
It was too late. Fiona said, I panicked and I got off the bus. Thanks, guys.
Oh, God.
Fiona, I made her get off the bus. She got off the bus in a panic and she started running back towards the office because she thought she had a meeting.
On one of the hottest days of the year.
I started booting it down.
Oh, how much did you want to kill me?
No, I didn't mind. I was like 90% sure you guys were joking because as I left the office, Callum said, what are you doing for the day? And I'm like, he wouldn't have asked me that if this meeting was on, but we still got the invite. And there was just a part of me that was like, did you not listen to that properly? I did. And Nick, our boss Nick, had messaged us yesterday saying, what kind of pizza do you guys like? Mm. And I was like, oh, is it today? Did I just completely misunderstand the situation?
So I'm very sorry.
How long did you have to wait around for the next bus?
There was actually another one in like 30 seconds.
Oh,
so it was
crap.
Very low stakes.
Yeah.
But I still won't let you two forget.
Yeah,
you got off the
our
bus.
Bad.
Station. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hello.
Good morning. All right. When we usually find two stories about a certain subject, we try to get three and make it into a corner, which is exactly what I've done today. So I bring you.
Yeah, I know it's stupid, but you just gotta see it for myself. I'm in
fart.
Nice.
Most Southside way of saying
fart.
I put it on in an American accent.
Fort.
All right. The main reason I brought this, you might have seen this story. Brad Pitt was on Travis Kelce's podcast recently, of course. And he was telling a story about his early days in Hollywood. He was filming this scene in a very hot, tiny little cafe. I was going to get a clip of this, but honestly, for an award-winning actor, he's not a great storyteller. So I'm going to tell it myself. Okay, so the cafe was hot, it was crowded, there was like a load of crew in there, and the premise of the story was his character hadn't eaten for days, and then he gets this big plate of beans and bacon, okay? So he was trying to stay in character and eat these beans really, really quick. But you know, have you heard of in Hollywood, there's actually like a spit bucket where you pretend to eat and you spit it out like Paul Mescal in the Denny Sausage Ads.
Okay.
But Brad Pitt wanted to go method. This is what he's saying, I think, to get him out of the fact that he did a massive fart that was so stinky. It was silent, so he thought he got away with it.
Oh, God.
But once the director said cut, the entire crew emptied out the place.
Is that real?
Yeah, he told it on the podcast. So now he's saying, oh, I was just trying to be method with it. But we're like, no, you're just a stinky arse.
Disgusting. Arse.
Sometimes I think the more attractive the actor, the smellier they are. That's my theory.
Oh, come on. We've all been there at one point or another.
God,
love him, where you think, oh, I got away with that. And then you go, oh, good
Whoopsie,
Lord.
Did I do that? Yeah. So that was Brad. Okay, next up. Man wears world's best farter t-shirt to court and gets absolutely rinsed by judge. This is an incredible story. Okay, so there was this man in America going into court and he got in trouble with the judge because he was wearing quite an inappropriate t-shirt.
What made you think that was a good shirt to wear to court? That's all you could find? That's all the only shirt you had in your closet? World's best farter. That's great. No, it says, I can read it. I see what it says at the bottom. You're in felony court. You need to dress appropriately to felony court, and that's not appropriate.
Sorry, that's hilarious.
That's incredible.
You can't really hear his little mumble because he's doing that, like, oh, when you're in trouble in school and you're like, oh, yeah, shut up. What it says is world's best farter, and then farter is scribbled out and it says father. So he tried to say, it says world's best father, ma'am. And she said, no, it doesn't. You're out of here.
Oh, my God. Oh, excellent. Wow. It's a real kind of show of free will, isn't it? You can go to court wearing anything you want.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. But you can.
It's true.
It's kind of like when you show up to jury duty and you wear a tracksuit so they won't pick you.
Yes.
Get out your world's best farter t-shirt and get in there. Okay, finally. Now, this one is educational to even things out, okay? Silent but deadly. Meet the animal that farts its prey to death by releasing an intoxicating cloud of gas.
Wow.
Okay, so there's these larvae out in nature.
The sea.
Where is it, sorry? Oh, it's in nature.
Nature.
It's in nature.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of it?
I've been to nature before.
Nature is going to be big in the next year. Well, not the way we're going. But. Okay. So there's these larvae and their prey is termites.
Right.
So what they do is they get into the termite nest and they let off a fart. Now, the scientists have specified most insects have an anus and can pass gas silently. Thank you. So they get in. They do this silent fart that's literally deadly.
Wow.
It kills all the termites and then they nom 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 eat them up.
And then
me after a night out on Saturday, what?
And then the full circle of it is the termites become the fart.
That's what I'm going to say. If Emma Nolan's saying that, I'm going to say sure. The gas is potent enough to paralyse the termites in minutes, although it's harmless to other insects sharing the nests, like spiders or book lice.
How do you
so
know
the
this?
The larvae says, don't worry, spiders, I'll let you off. Termites, your ass is mine.
What you're eating is going to become what you fart.
Whoa. I think we've all learned something here today.
And we just give the every time we talk about farts in the show the shout out to Tomas, who I sat beside in primary school when I was like 7 years old, leaning over to get a book out of my bag. Big fart came out, went bright red, the whole class staring at me, and Tomas Moroni said, that was me.
No, shout out to Tomas. Your frontline workers.
I still think I'm with the wrong man.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I don't know where he is in the world right now.
Tomas, get in touch.
Legend. Spins fully
charged. Recharged. Well, it happened. I've finally come around to a side of thinking that I never thought I'd be on.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, not sorry. Time to get them out. Oh. Country's full.
Ah.
They're too big. They're too confident. They're
Play
too scary.
Song.
They're too loud.
Play a song.
I'm, of course, talking about seagulls.
Oh, thanks.
It's time to get rid of the seagulls.
Whoa.
Did you know that seagulls are a protected species in Ireland?
They do not need protection. I actually think get the you know, like you'd have a dog that's like guarding your house.
Mm-hmm.
Get a seagull. They'd be more effective at freaking people away from the
I'd run a mile.
They're protected a species in Ireland.
They're genuinely
coming in,
frighten me.
Getting all of our, you know, benefits. What about our boards?
What?
What about our boards? Who's protecting our boards?
Yeah.
But no, seriously, they do need to go. I can't sleep.
Yeah.
They need to go. And it's at all hours. It doesn't seem to be like a time where they're up until this time and they wake up at this time. All hours. It could be like 1:30, it could be 3:30, it could be 3:45 in the morning. It's just
when a bin bag will explode. They need to be on alert at all times.
There's literally silence on the roads. What are they doing up?
There's nothing about them that I like.
No.
Because it's not just the cawing in the middle of the night. There's so many other issues as well. Also, get back out to the sea and grab a fish. What are you doing
in here? That's what I'm saying. I'm ready to get rid of / kill some protected species, okay? I think they need to sleep forever. but I think if we band together as a country, we can get rid of them once and for all. Once again, if you've just tuned in, I'm talking about seagulls, okay? So I've come up with some ways that I think we can get rid of them. And I hope you will agree with me.
I'm sure
these are some good ideas.
Yeah. No other bird has a neck that they do either. Like, they're so
Their necks are massive.
Yeah.
Massive. The neck! I want a helicopter
to fly overhead with a giant net of food and fly over Dublin so that all the seagulls see it, and I want that helicopter to go all the way to London. And then all of the seagulls will follow because they'll be just right to London. Drop it in London. Boom, they're all in London.
Yeah, fair enough. That's good. That's good shout.
We kind of almost sheepdog them away from Dublin.
I love that.
Okay. Can we all not come out of our houses for 2 days? Okay? Because they'll think we've all moved.
Yeah.
And then they'll hopefully move too, since there's no food, there's no scraps on the street.
Yeah, I love
that. We can all just stay inside. If not staying in the house for 2 days, can we all agree to eat nothing but spice bags for the next few days? Because apparently, I've researched this, by the way, because as I said, I can't sleep. I've done so much research on seagulls and slingshots, but seagulls often avoid pungent smelling foods, especially raw garlic, onions or overly spicy stuff.
Right.
The strong scent acts as a natural deterrent.
I'm shook by that.
So we need spicy foods. None of this Zion, oh, it's a spice bag. It's not spicy. We spice.
We need proper spice.
Exactly.
And a dirty curry sauce.
We put up a billboard. This is another idea. We put up a billboard of a holiday in the sky, and the seagulls will see, like, we put the billboard up high in the sky. The seagulls will see it and they'll go on holiday, but the holiday is to somewhere where seagulls are a delicacy.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'd say this inside of a seagull tastes rank.
It's just pure Coke cans.
Yeah.
Or just pure vinegary chips that they've been robbing.
Yeah, that's the best case scenario. Mm. But like, I've also seen one eating, I won't say.
Here's my last idea. Do you know the fire cannons that do be at Leinster matches?
Yeah.
So when they're doing the light show.
Yeah.
Just put them all on full blast over the Liffey. See what happens. If they get scared and fly away, great. If they get burned, price of doing business. Do you know what I mean? So that's my idea.
Terrible, but inevitable.
But like, also, they're like wasps. What do we need them for?
Do they serve
wasps are very
function?
Important. And bees are very important.
No, bees are very important.
Wasps do the same thing.
Wasps do nothing.
No, nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, I thought wasps were just like a bee.
No.
A skinnier bee.
Less cute, less functional.
Ah.
And
vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious. So yeah, I think seagulls are the wasps of the sky. Yeah. And I've always said that.
I always meet this woman when I'm out walking my dog and she walks hers and she says she feeds the seagulls like whole grain bread.
Because it
unalives them.
Oh, great. I love her.
I was like, you're just admitting to murder.
A protected species.
I was like, I'm
that
jealous.
That is terrible.
Yeah,
but like, the only bird that when you see on the ground, you're like, God, I'd love to kick it.
She was like, they harassed my little dog.
The only bird. I'd never do that to a pigeon.
Everything's a living thing and we love everything the same. Everything's a living thing. Everything's equal on this planet.
Seagulls are evil. They need to go.
I think they just
please
need to
don't
be
hurt
taken
a seagull
down.
Today.
No, don't hurt a seagull.
No, don't hurt anything.
Hurt a
listen,
be
if you're listening and you hurt a seagull today, listen, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. We're not allowed to incite violence
today,
I incite violence for seagulls.
Everything is one of God's creatures.
Oh, you're so gullible.
Here's Miley Cyrus now.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's golden ticket.
Hey, yeah.
We want to send you on your holidays to Fuerteventura, all the thanks to Sunway.ie. They are Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Do you know what's crazy? We must have had so many players. This is the player. I guarantee you, this is the person on the phone.
Especially with a name like Emma.
Oh,
yeah.
Emma's only out of bed. How come you got such a lovely lie-in this morning, Emma?
I have a week off and I just picked the best week ever.
Go on, girl. Oh my God, the chances of that. When did you book it?
Only a few weeks ago.
Okay, and little did you know that the weather would be this incredible this week. So what are you doing? Out to the garden for the day, off to the beach?
Gone to get some stuff for the garden, flowers and stuff for the garden.
Yeah.
And then just play there.
You're doing a bit of gardening in that heat, Emma.
I know. Tried some yesterday, it was too hot.
Right. What are you doing to the garden? Give me some details.
Just planting flowers and
weed
things make it look pretty. I don't know what they're called.
Flowers, seeds,
flyers.
A few bulbs. See what happens.
That's great.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look, you did really well, obviously, with randomly booking your week off for this week. But if you do have more annual leave, we'd love to get you on your holidays again at
Absolutely.
A later stage.
Emma, when's the last time you were away on holidays?
I was actually away in Venice for a couple of days a few months ago.
Were you at Jeff's wedding, were you? Jeff Bezos' wedding?
No, just before that.
Very good. All right, well, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Emma?
No.
You've never heard this game. All right, Emma, here we go.
I probably have.
Basically, in essence, some songs are going to play and you need to guess them. Okay? Sound like something you could do?
Oh, God. Okay.
know. Yeah. I'll try.
I'll go through some rules with you, but most of them favour you, to be honest. Okay, there's 25 seconds going on the clock. Five songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess them. If you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. It's as simple as that. Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, Emma, if you really don't know it, you just shout the word swap and we'll stop the clock, go back to your original time, and it's like a brand new game, so don't worry about it. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Emma?
Okay, perfect.
Any questions? Now would be the time to ask them?
No.
No. We have had the first song is in song one locked in as the same song now, so I know you didn't hear the game before, which is annoying, but it's a very well-known song. You should get that, no problem.
Absolutely. You should get it in like seconds. Emma, where are you from?
Fingless.
Very nice. Emma from Fingless. I thought there was a little bit of a Fingless accent because I was like, she sounds like my family, which is funny. Emma from
Fingless.
Yeah, we could be. Emma from Fingless, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock.
Thanks.
And song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Stop the clock, yes.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso in the bag.
Very good. You got that one in 5 seconds. So you have 20 seconds remaining for 4 songs.
We got this, Emma. Okay. We got this. You are one step closer to that holiday in Fuerteventura. Let's go for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
It's something you drive and it's fast.
If you don't know it, Emma, please use your swap.
Swap.
Yeah, let's swap it out.
I was like, don't waste your time if you don't know it, so let's just get that swap in. Back to 20 seconds, and that was Tate McRae and Sports Car.
Very good. All right, here we go with a brand new song, too, and it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I do my hair
toss. Check my neck. Lizzo.
Yeah.
Hair.
She just said it. Feeling
what?
Feeling good.
As
feeling good as hell.
Stop the clock. Yeah.
Lizzo and good as hell.
It took you a while, but you got there, Emma. You now have 8 seconds remaining.
Oh god.
It's 8.9 though. So you basically have 9.
Okay, you've 9 seconds remaining for 3 songs. So that is 3 seconds per song. So yeah, just throw the answers out quick as a flash.
Absolutely. Let's go for song 3, it. And you will be more than halfway through. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I took a page out of your
favorite book.
Teddy Swims in the door, M.
I wouldn't have got it.
Not a window, I think, was pretty good.
I think that was a good
pretty
clue.
Good clue.
As soon as you said not the window, I was like, from the window!
To the wall!
Yes,
my bad. Emma, I'm so sorry. It wasn't to be, but did you have fun?
I did. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Cheers, Em.
Good luck, Emma.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. No offence to Emma, but everyone's terrible at this game. It needs to get in the bin. I'm done now.
But listen, song one is staying the same. It's still going to be Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. That's not changing, right?
So if you listen to Spin and you're familiar with the music we play on the radio station, you can win this.
And you know, Spin, we don't play around. We're playing the hits, right?
Yeah.
So if it's big, then we're going to play it, and it's probably going to feature in the golden ticket. So you know,
that's pretty standard.
That's pretty standard. We play the hits, baby.
We play the hits
on the golden ticket as well.
Whose slogan is that? We play the hits. That's today FM. Does that Spin?
That's us.
All right. That's us.
Your chance to play tomorrow. Goes in a week.
We play the hits. Keep us loud.
Here's Kat.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, it is. It's the time of the morning where I get to talk about whatever I want and no one can give out to me.
Right, girl.
I actually was going to do something completely different this morning. I was going to do, so it's Mudeng's birthday.
Oh,
you know,
the
little moisturised hippo. So I was going to talk about everything that's happened this year, because a lot of people have been like, oh my God, how has blah, blah, blah happened and Mudeng hasn't even turned one.
Do you know Michaela Hayes has a poster of Mudeng in her studio?
That and is
it says, do it for her. It's a Simpsons reference.
That is what we need around here. So I just was like making note of all the things that have happened. And I was like, obviously Trump's back in the White House. And I was like, let's make sure this happened this year. So I just double checked with ChatGPT. When did Trump get back into the White House?
Things you
and
can Google.
ChatGPT doesn't know that Trump is in the White House.
Are you serious?
Oh, really?
It goes, as of July 2025, Donald Trump has not yet returned to the White House. Who's going to tell her?
I think that might potentially mean he's on holidays / he's in Florida.
No. Trump blah, 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 lost the 22 presidential election to Sleepy Joe, and Biden assumed office again in January 2021.
So ChatGPT doesn't know who the president of America is.
You know, since then, Trump has remained a major figure. However, Trump has made several attempts to run again, but...
Oh my God, like ChatGPT literally said, not my president.
Oh my God.
Isn't that insane?
The robots aren't having him, lads. That's a good sign.
It goes, as of July 25, 2025, in short, Donald Trump has not returned to the White House yet. The 2024 election will decide whether he can reclaim the presidency.
I can't wait to see the outcome of that.
I'm like, girl, it happened.
Did you tell us that it's wrong?
Oh, that's not my job.
Whenever I say it's wrong, it goes, you're absolutely right. I was mistaken. I'm like, so what? You knew
I've never
then.
Seen it get something like that wrong.
Yeah, it's quite
poor.
Have
that's you not factual. Heard of him? Yeah. He's unfortunately kind of a big deal.
It's worse with like creative stuff, better with factual stuff, obviously. So that's a bit of a
It's all computer.
I don't like it.